Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Dot Rivers.
I'm in love with the go-go-go-go-go. I got it for the Lord.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, so some news came out this week. I don't know if it's news, but at least it's something different. Rusty Harden told KPRC-TV that the NFL has not yet interviewed Deshaun Watson regarding the allegations. This is not unusual. The NFL will more than likely, I think the accused is the last interview. In the process of the civil suits, Deshaun isn't scheduled until January 22nd or February 22nd, one of the two. And not until the offseason in the civil suits will Deshaun be interviewed for the civil suits.
Yeah.
All of the alleged victims will be happening this fall, apparently. And Deshaun will be last. And I probably the way with the NFL as well. Now, we know that Tony Busby has said it, at least four women have interviewed, the NFL has interviewed at least four women.
Here's the key for the Texans, and I guess more importantly, Deshaun. The time frame goes into 2022. I think I heard all the way into everything could go all the way to February 2022.
February 22nd, I think.
So if that's the case, it's imperative that enough information is out there so that the NFL can throw a suspension at him. Can say six games. You know, like Antonio Brown, where he was suspended, even though he wasn't in football, he was suspended for a certain amount of time. It's imperative for the Texans in terms of their trade value that's how I'm talking about this right now. So not seem insensitive, but I'm talking football. From a trade value standpoint, it's imperative for the Texans that there is some definition of his suspensions this year.
Yeah.
You want it on the 2021 season.
Well, the worst thing that could come out is an indefinite suspension.
Yeah.
That's what the worst
thing. Well, although they could just say at any time that it's up with indefinite. At least there's not a time
I think
frame.
Before they did that, they would put him on the exempt list.
The worst thing that could happen is there be an exempt list all year long, and then he has suspension in 2022.
Well.
Because then that dampens your potential trade value.
Yes. Yes. You would like to get...
That's a lot of time to miss. See, that's why the end... I feel like the NFL would make it a quote-unquote time-served thing if that were the case. Like, they don't want Deshaun Watson out of
Except
the league for that long.
Except the suspension does not include money. His exempt list would include payment. So, him being on the exempt list, he doesn't get to play. That is a punishment. But shouldn't there be, if in fact he is found that he did wrong...
Well,
shouldn't there be suspension without pay?
Yeah, and they have to go after his signing bonus.
Yeah.
I mean, they had the owner has to say, and frankly, Nick Caserio is kind of from a cutthroat organization where I'd be surprised if Nick Caserio and the Texans don't start going after whatever they have to do to get signing bonus back.
Yeah.
Because it's probably only fair.
Well,
you get paid in advance for football you're going to play, and you're not going to play that football.
Well, that's why I've been saying, maybe the Texans don't want the exempt list for him. Hey, Deshaun, don't show up, because guess what? Now we get to start finding you.
Yeah. No, they probably do want that.
It would be more advantageous to the Texans if he wasn't on the exempt list, but I don't think you can risk him being around at the NFL. What if Deshaun said, okay, I'm not on the exempt list. Watch. I'll come to camp now. I'm gonna be coming to camp, and I've got me a hamstring. So guess what? I won't be able to practice, but I'll be there, and you guys pay me. How's that taste? So there was that Deshaun was not Deshaun has not been interviewed yet by the NFL. There's also a Tony Busby release. He had a statement. He put out a statement on Facebook. And you tell me if there's any hint of any kind of self-serving here. You tell me if there's in any way, right, shape, or form.
Go ahead.
In response to the many queries we've received about Deshaun Watson, I don't respond to individual press calls, blah, blah, blah. One statement here. There will not be a settlement, at least anytime soon. I have my best people on the case. That should tell you a lot about our intentions. Lawsuits are all about the work in the trenches. My 17 lawyers under my supervision are doing the legal grunt work it takes to prepare the cases for trial and another win. I've been doing this for many years, and as the Texas bar knows, I have rarely lost. And these are very important cases. These women matter! ! And our team is doing what it takes in discovery and prep to try these cases to a jury. The press folks say we've gone quiet, but the truth is we made clear early on that we wouldn't try these cases in the press, except you absolutely did. And now are doing the important work required for our clients to try these cases to a jury. It's a lot of work. I would also point out that on a daily basis, our firm proudly handles cases for people who have lost loved ones, for people burned beyond recognition, for workers who have had their lives ruined, for people hurt, for people discriminated against, for people wronged, and for people defrauded. Our firm will keep doing that. Thanks for your interest. Stand by.
What? Why are you reading the whole thing like that? What? That whole thing, he was just...
It was a commercial for Tony Busby was all it was.
Why was it? Oh, and we actually help people who have been burned like they had, like what they don't do that.
What does that have to do with Deshaun?
Stop asking questions. You won't get commercials. That's like when you put your ad blocker on.
Exactly what.
Then keep your ad blocker on and don't ask questions.
The only thing he talked about the Deshaun case was we're working.
That's what he said. He said it doesn't happen overnight. There's a lot of work that goes into it. Let him explain.
We're in the trenches.
That's what he's saying.
What
he didn't say it like that.
What? Yes, he did.
How many cases does Deshaun have?
22.
And when is this case?
He's only got 17 lawyers.
What's the latest that this is supposed to go?
Oh, this is going on for a while.
I'm sorry. When is the last known interview or whatever for Deshaun Watson? Do you remember that? What date did you just say?
February 22nd. I think it's January or February 22nd.
No, it's February 22nd.
February 22nd.
222 and 22 cases. Ryan Holland brings that up. Ooh. Like, oh, do you think it's a coincidence?
Wait,
222. I see you, government. I see you, deep state. I see you at work. 222.
Wow.
Is there a Reddit chat or an 8chan that tells us what this is about? Because I guarantee this is a setup.
Wow.
The government has set something up or somebody has set something up here. 222 cases.
Holy crap.
Yeah, exactly.
February 22nd. Can somebody look up
astrology or whatever?
22.
Astrology weirdos, go tell me what this means.
Is he going to go fluty and change his number to 22?
What does this mean? What is the 22nd? What was the 22nd state of the union?
What? What was the 22nd state?
Yeah.
You think that has something to do with Deshaun Watson being deposed on February 22nd?
Well, we're going to find out to see where he could be traded.
Well, that's a long time.
Alabama was the 22nd state.
Huh. Oh, 22 national titles.
And he also beat Alabama, once. He beat Alabama for a national championship. And they were the 22nd state in the union.
Hmm.
Hold on a second.
And do they have 22 national titles now or something? No. What is it? 16, 17, 18? How many do they have? What? I'm sure they have one in golf or something that they can add to the list. Whatever.
Who's number 22? I got to figure
Flutie.
Out. Yeah, Doug Flutie, but there's got to be.
Najee Harris.
Was Najee 22?
Yeah. You see?
Huh. And who does he play for now?
Well, not them.
Steelers.
Yeah.
And Ben Roethlisberger was the 22nd pick of the draft when he came out.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, but if he was, though.
He wasn't close.
The Steelers
he was
the
11th, 20th, I believe.
Yeah.
Steelers might have been the 22nd organization in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Really? You think so?
Or top five. Hmm.
So yeah, I think this is where this is kind of all starting to come together.
You know what time his deposition is? 2:22.
Holy crap. And then 22, the 22nd state in the union, Alabama. Number 22, Najee Harris, plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who probably were 22nd in offense. That's my guess. So, yeah, I would say basically it's all pointing to him being a Steeler. Been gone. The Texans trade with Omar Khan, or they trade with Kevin Colbert, but in the same building that Omar Khan, who was going to be their general manager.
Khan man.
He doesn't go by Khan man. That's not a good nickname. That's not where I was going.
Oh, okay.
But they're going to have to do it.
Even if you spell it K-A-H-N man?
Yeah, the Khan man.
For two firsts and 2 seconds is what that trade is going to be. Son of a bitch, I figured it out. The Texans are going to trade to the Pittsburgh Steelers for 2 firsts and 2 seconds to join him with Najee Harris from Alabama, who he beat in a national championship game as the 22nd state in the union.
And we can also point out the Steelers are transitioning from one guy who had some accusations against them until their next quarterback with a lot more accusations against them.
That stuff.
The transition.
Whatever.
The Steelers are used to this sort of thing.
Yeah, they've already got the game plan. They got the book on it. They know how to act. All right, it's 8:12. Well, actually, when we come back and see if you agree or disagree, explosive offenses and defenses and where the Texans are in this whole deal. Next, right here.
Man, can't wait.
I got to think they rank pretty high in both.
Pretty high.
Don't spoil it. Don't spoil it.
As a matter of fact, very high.
I don't want to know.
Very high. 813 ESPN 97.5. This is a segment you don't want to miss. Also, you don't want to miss out on Craig DeSurf.
I don't miss out on Craig DeSurf. As a matter of fact, I just got an email the other day that talked about I could do an early trade-in on my lease for the Chevy Traverse and take advantage of a new one, and they've got a special offer going on right now. There are so many pre-owned vehicles fly off the lot now. Like, that's become a really, really big deal over the last year. And Craig DeSurf and Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, they have, they've been selling a ton of different cars. But why wouldn't you when you have the great offers going on right now? And what they allow you to do is take advantage of great pickup truck deals. Chevy Silverado is one of them. The GMC Sierra Crew Cab 1500. You can check out the offers they have online. But their MSRP, the savings, the 0% financing, the thousands off of MSRP. Right now, what they're doing on the Chevy and Buick side in terms of the crossovers and the SUVs and the discounts, I've never seen it like this before. Now, it's going to continue to roll on for the rest of the month, so you might want to take advantage of this at some point this month before the programs might change in July. But I can just tell you this. When you stop in, your car buying experience is amazing. Not only do you have great vehicles to choose from, as I just mentioned, with the Traverse and the Trax and the Chevy, the Buick Encore, the Enclave, but you also have a car buying experience where you're in control. You're never going to be hustled or hassled, and you know that you're going to get a great offer for trade-in value and the bottom line price right off the bat. Make sure that you start the car buying experience at LanceZCars.com, and when you're ready to finish up, just head down to Angleton, and Craig DeSurf and my guys will take care of you. Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick GMC.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. We will get to where the Texans rank in explosion, offensively and defensively, right after this. But first, let's get Kevin in here. He wants to talk about a Houston hotel. Kevin, what's up?
What's up, fellas?
How you doing, man?
Man, what's up, man? Man, I heard y'all say earlier that James might be on a flight somewhere with Rick Ross, but it could possibly be more Deshaun. if you think about the 222 in one of Rick Ross's songs, he say, "Lil Mama say she 22, we in room 222."
It's all
coming together.
It is. Kevin, you figured it out.
Rolling on them 22s. Rolling on them 22s. Lil Mama say she 22. We in room 222. Come on now. I'll tell you what's even funnier about that is that I was watching a commercial, just real crazy, and they've got a massage called the Rock Star for Rock Cartwright, ex-NFL running back.
Yeah.
And played at Kansas State. They've got a massage package at a place called the Rock Star. I can't think of what the massage place was. But so, ironically, I got a massage on Saturday at a little place up in Pearland called Heights Massage. So I asked the girl, "Do y'all have a Deshaun package?" And she screams laughing. And somebody else came to the door knocking, like, "Are you okay?" She's like, "Oh, no, he said something really funny."
So when the girl "You'll have a Deshaun package."
I can't do the Deshaun package at work, but yeah, we do have that. No, I just thought it was funny, the Rock Star package. And even in the commercial, Rock Cartwright says, "You know, us football players, we need lots of massages." And I'm like, is he taking a jig at Deshaun, or is he really promoting his Rock Star package?
I don't know
if the man's package is really Rock Star.
I can tell you, around NFL circles, it's there's... They comment.
it's a joke.
It's a joke, and they can't believe that he, like, didn't seem to have any idea of how to keep that on the low. Like, that's everyone's staggered. Like, how does he not just have an escort service? Like, why would he not? There's some basic, you know.
No, the question is, does he have any veterans?
Yeah, it's like, does he have any veterans in his squad at all?
Yeah. Now that it's such, he was so poor fundamentally. He could not have handled that worse. There's no question. All right. And so now without him, let's see where the Texans are. Let me see if you agree. Offensively, most explosive NFL offenses from first to worst. Most explosive offense is pretty easy in the NFL.
I can't think.
What?
AJ just sent something.
What did he say?
The 22nd Amendment limits the number of times a person is eligible for election to the office of the President of the United States for two and sets additional eligibility conditions for president. He just said Trump is in on this. He believes that Donald Trump is somehow in on.
Well, he didn't.
Or it's
he
something
hasn't
had happened
his
to
second,
do.
His second, yeah.
That's
term
what
yet.
He's saying.
Yeah.
22nd Amendment will. Second Amendment limits it. I'm not sure, AJ. I'm trying to work
well,
here with you.
He would
you
have to get
one.
To his second one if he wanted to.
Who's the 22nd president of the United States?
That doesn't really matter. So the most explosive offense.
That doesn't matter if you're talking Texans.
Is No. Is the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was my guess.
They got the Cowboys second.
It could be. It has the potential to be.
Bills third. Bucks fourth, Packers fifth, obviously. That depends on Aaron Rodgers. They got the Ravens sixth, Seahawks, Titans, Rams, and Vikings. I think the Rams should be higher on this list, what with the with Matt Stafford.
I would make the Rams higher, probably. Yeah. I think very highly.
I'd put them ahead of the Ravens, if you want to know the truth.
Of Cam Akers.
Yeah.
I think the running game's going to go way up. You did lose some guys. You lost. You lost Gerald Everett. You still have Tyler Higbee, right? You didn't lose.
Higbee. You got Woods. You got Kupp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a chance. It's got a chance to be.
Yeah.
In there. It's worthy of discussion. Yeah. I think the Vikings are worthy of discussion.
Well, Vikings are right after that at 10.
Okay.
Yeah. Right after that at 10. Jefferson?
Probably not. Steelers, probably not Texans, probably not Jaguars.
The Texans, where do you think the Texans came in as far as explosive offenses?
I'm going to put them at 31.
32.
So it was last. Yeah. I was just assuming maybe there's somebody worse.
No. No, the Lions are 31. In every list of the NFL, it's either it goes Texans, Lions, Lions, Texans. If that's where our team falls. Texans, Lions, Lions,
and here's
Texans.
The difference. Go back and look at the Lions NFL draft. And go back and look at the Texans NFL draft. And the reason I say that is because these are guys who are going to potentially, you know, over the next 2 years, start to really become core members of your team. Here's who the Texans drafted guys like. Here's who the Lions drafted: Penei Sewell, Levi Onwuzurike, Alim McNeil, Ifeatu Melifonwu, Amon-Ra St. Brown. I know maybe these aren't name brand picks for most. I'm telling you, that's a good draft. They had a good draft. The Texans had one of the worst drafts in the league this year. They didn't have first-round pick. They didn't have a second-round pick. But
they have
Jared Goff, too. So they have their – and he is a quarterback who has had some success. He was pretty good last year. They've actually picked up some wide receivers as well in place of – they did lose Marvin Jones. They lost Marvin Jones and
Galladay.
But they've actually picked up some wide receivers. So they do have DeAndre Swift, who I think will show up this year. We'll see.
How did they draft in the leadership category like the Texans did?
Yeah.
Texans drafted some great leaders in the 5th and 6th.
They did.
There's no question.
Did you not get...
I don't think they had a 6th,
TCU's
sixth, right?
Great leader? Okay.
Garrett Wallow.
Can you ask for more than that? No. No. You can't ask for more than TCU's great.
Do you know who the
22nd leader?
President was?
Groper Cleveland.
Ooh. That's Cleveland. Texans travel to Cleveland this year?
Or the Texans maybe deal Deshaun for Baker?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to go, it's Grover, close to Groper.
No, oh. I wasn't going to go there, Dell. That's not what I was going
close
to do.
To Groper?
Yeah, one letter.
Yeah.
No, that was never my thought, actually.
That was your thought.
It was never my
it
thought
my
process,
thought?
As a matter of fact.
I thought it was your thought.
Never a thought process.
Okay. Projecting the NFL's stingiest defenses.
32.
No, 31.
Oh.
Who beat him out?
The Lions. See, you got to...
And you fought me.
Some back, I'm telling you, there's back and
forth. And you fought me when I compared them to the Lions.
They are the Lions.
You didn't like it.
They
see?
They're the Lions. No,
they've become the Lions.
The Texans have been in the playoffs.
No, they have been descending into lionhood.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no question.
And now I can see something like with the Lions where you're just bouncing back and forth on New England coaches. You're like... Maybe Matt Patricia will work. You know, maybe Nick Caserio will work. Mm-mm. We'll just get new Patriots over here.
That's what we do.
And we'll see if the next Patriot up can, you know, you flip-flop coaches every about 3 years. I can see the Texans becoming that squad.
So
who did they have before? Jim Caldwell. Who did the Texans interview? Jim Caldwell.
No, that's true. That's true. The Ravens, they feel, is the they have the best defense. The second best defense is the Washington football team. Second stingiest defense. I can see that. The Steelers are third. New England, Tampa, New Orleans, Miami, Dell, seventh. The Rams, the Broncos, and the Giants. The stingiest defenses in the NFL this year. I like that Washington football team could be interesting. Does Ryan Fitzpatrick make his first playoff?
No, why will we break a streak?
Well, so, I know we don't want to. I mean,
why will we break a streak?
He's got a shot. This is a year where he's got a shot. They very quietly have an intriguing wide receiver core with Samuel and Terry McLaurin, who has just blossomed into a good wide receiver. Antonio Gibson in his second year at running back. There's expectations there with him. They've got a budding defensive juggernaut, potentially, if Montez Sweat can keep it together, if he doesn't catch that vid.
They got Chase Young. Logan Thomas could be a really good tight end for him. I mean, they've got some players.
There is, but every time, but what is it, the Peter principle, I guess? Ryan Fitzpatrick can rise to the principle. Isn't that it? Where you rise to the principle of your level of success or level of failure. He can't go beyond. We've never seen him go beyond that because I think that's who he is. He can play really good for a team with low expectations. Once the expectations get raised, he eventually has those stinkers. Like, he's kind of like Sage Rosenfeld's like that. Only, frankly, he is the all-time leader in this category. A guy who's played for a bunch of teams, is a pretty good quarterback, wins some games, has some decent stats, and it doesn't really amount to anything anywhere he is. He just can't get to the playoffs. I mean, he's just not quite good enough. By the way, who did I tell you was the 22nd state?
Alabama.
Who's their offense coordinator?
Bill O'Brien.
Now I see why conspiracy theories really crank up. If you dig around on this stuff long enough, you start to find things.
You didn't find anything.
What the hell is Bill O'Brien.
What does the 22nd state have to do with
Deshaun? I found Najee Harris in Pittsburgh. I found Grover Cleveland.
But isn't it really 40?
22 with 22 cases. Yeah, that's an
idiot. Isn't it really like 41 women? Like one case was dropped and the 18 came out.
Maybe 44 women. 22 times
who was
two.
Who's the 41st president? Let's look at that. AJ, is there a 41st amendment we can look at?
Do we have 41
probably
amendments?
Probably not. Stop it.
No, we don't have that. Brian wants to talk about NFL offenses. Let's get him in here quickly. What do you say, Brian?
What's going on, guys? Hey, okay, so I'm gonna be a Louisiana homer for just a second. I got two teams, and of course the Saints are one of them. If for explosion offenses, if you can go hypothetical and say that Aaron Rodgers is going to be with the Packers and they're going to be this, so let's go hypothetical and say that Jameis doesn't throw all those interceptions. That offense with Peyton and the guys coming back could be extremely explosive. But what I'm more excited about is the Bengals, man. This offense can be really good. You got Mixon in the backfield. You got some offensive lines that they're going to be healthier than they were last year. And, man, when you think about LSU's championship a couple years ago, that was as explosive offense I've ever seen in any league. And you got Chase coming in. If you think what Jefferson did with the Vikings, his rookie year, Chase could do better than that because he's a better player.
I don't know about you. You think he'd do better than Justin Jefferson?
Offense could be really explosive, man.
But hold on a second. You're talking about do better than Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson was fantastic. Chase didn't play football last year.
You're right. I'm not saying he will, but he's projected to be a better receiver. So if he is... Then you've got, they're going to implement, I guarantee they're going to implement LSU's offense from a few years ago. I don't see why you wouldn't with T. Higgins and Chase, and you got Mixon in the backfield. I think the Bengals' offense could be really exciting.
Yeah, no, they could be.
They could, yeah.
They could be. I think implementing that offense is not going to happen because it's a very specific offense, and a lot of it is beneficial from a collegiate standpoint, but I think something like that needs to be the case. I think you need to allow Joe to make. Here's a question. So Joe doesn't make the intermediate outside. He still avoids that when you go look at the numbers because he knows that's not his throw. He's smart. So he makes a lot of throws inside the hashes. He knows where his strength is, but he also will throw deep down the sideline, just like at LSU. So from that standpoint, I think Joe and Zach Taylor can turn it into the principles of the LSU offense, where they create some simple reads, some mesh points in the route combinations, and if they get Joe protected a little bit, that does have a chance to really for that offense to really take off with Ja'Marr Chase. I'm curious to see how these guys who take a whole year off do. A year off of not playing football. Mm-hmm. We talk about guys being rusty in an NBA series because they didn't play for a week. How's a guy going to be when he hasn't played football for a year? And it's really more than a year. If you add it up, the amount of time off, especially after a pandemic, there's a lot of time that Ja'Marr Chase just didn't participate in football, competitive football activities.
Nope. 830 ESPN 97, 831 7370 3776. I got my email from Champion Energies. Your contract's up. Let's go. We got a great rate for you again. Okay. Let me just guess what? Sign right up. Guess what? I'm gonna kick ass again with my rate because that's what Champion Energy does. The other a lot of these other ones do not want you to know that your contract is up. You're going to keep so you can continue at a higher rate. If the rate lowers, they do not want you to know so that you get a better rate. They just don't. Every time my contract is up, Champion Energy goes, oh, it's easy. Watch this. Here's a better rate. You're going to save more money than you were before. And it's unbelievable how much I'm saving. If you're looking for the best way to get your electricity from a locally owned and operated company, service is second to none. It's the best. Champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. This is interesting. Since the Nets lost, though, let's say they don't do it again next year. You know, all three of those guys have player options.
Yeah. We talked about it on Friday with our guest, Roosh Williams. You missed something interesting, proof that Lance is a bad person, because Roosh and Joel Blank had a back and forth on Twitter and eventually got ugly, and Lance wanted the play-by-play of it because he's that dude. He loves stirring up trouble.
Why? What was the premise of the argument?
Well, it was on Twitter. It was basketball, Rockets related. And then apparently Joel at some point said, I'm not going to rehash it. I said it on the show or whatever. And Roosh said, oh, you have a show. Like, I think he actually didn't know he had a show because he's based in L.A. now. And then, you know, Joel's not going to appreciate that very much. So
I don't even know what you do.
Yeah. So Lance kind of wanted to flesh, kind of to figure all that stuff out because he's an awful person. But yes.
I asked him. I shouldn't have brought it up.
Yeah, you shouldn't have.
It was worse than I realized.
Of course it was. There was some
it was way worse.
I got to get to this.
There's some talk about some another man's significant other. It wasn't great, at least on Twitter. But to your point, yes, this was the first step in a perfect Rocket scenario. The Nets lose in disappointing fashion. I mean, I don't know if KD is going to remember that when he needed some help, James gave him the ball right back. But it might stick with him. You need all these little micro things to build up until they realize, hey, it's not great playing with each other. Let's get out of here.
They're called microaggressions.
I didn't think it was it was micro passivity from James.
Okay, what
so
I need
which is more likely though? Suppose they don't win again next year. If they don't win again next year, that they go, okay, this ain't working. We're out of here.
Well, one of the players.
Or if
will.
They win next year, player option. Listen, I got my title. I'm out.
No, I think they might stick around. I mean, I don't know. It just depends. I don't know.
I don't know that they can coexist for longer than 2 years.
Well, that's the thing. Even if you have two of the three stick around, they're going to
be good. If they fail in their second year together,
you need two of the three to leave. Around. You need Kevin Durant to leave is what you need.
Yeah.
It's really built around Kevin Durant. Because if Durant leaves, James will leave.
And
what we need right now is Kyrie Irving to get a little like, man, James is the man. KD was the man, and James, you know, he was hurt, but you just kind of wish you could have got a little bit more out of him, but I understand it is what it is. Just a little something that makes James go, excuse me? I just want a little
excuse
comment,
me.
Kyrie.
A little disrespect. Just a little bit disrespectful.
Something that James can take to
no,
be
you
like,
insulted him a
hey,
little bit.
I'd mm-hmm. like to get rid of Kyrie, and they're going to go, you don't. No, you
this
don't.
Isn't the Houston. This isn't the Rockets.
You
can't just
that.
Make demands
you don't,
like that.
You don't just say, I want to get rid of somebody. You can't point at somebody and do a thumbs down and we trade them. That's not how this works here, James.
So if they don't do it again next year, I don't know. They're probably.
I don't think
know.
They stick together.
I don't know. I don't know.
If they have another failure, particularly if they don't even make the finals, I don't see it. I think they'll all go their separate ways. At least maybe two of them will go. And yet, Saturday was the first step in the perfect Rockets offseason. You got the loss of the Nets, so all of a sudden your draft picks look maybe even more valuable, depending on what happens next year. And you have the lottery tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to have a really good couple 3 days. The Nets Ooh. Lose on Saturday, and then or 4 days, and then you find yourself in the top four.
How big is this lottery? This is huge. huge. It's tomorrow. It's tomorrow they find out whether or not they if they fall into the top four. If they fall out of the top, do you want to talk about just a
hate Daryl Moore even more?
Listen, but I want to tell you this. This weekend, all of the were James and Daryl not the two most egregious of everybody that left?
Yeah, PJ wasn't thrilled, but we're going to let PJ slide.
PJ
he wasn't great. He wasn't great here. He didn't appreciate his time here at the end, but eh, whatever.
Yeah, but he was a good rocket.
He was a good rocket, to complaining about not getting a contract extension.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everybody wants a contract extension.
Yeah, everybody does.
I didn't blame him. It was just time for him to go.
A lot of guys, when their contracts are up, go, all right, I'm going to be a free agent. I'm out of here. He wanted mad to stay. At the team.
Yeah, he wanted to stay.
What does he want? That's the league.
You're mad at him that he wanted to be a lifelong Rocket?
No, I'm mad at him that he's like, well, you guys don't want to stay me.
I can't get mad at P.J. Tucker. He's just a defender.
That's right. You know what?
Shoot your corner threes. Yeah. And you just don't pay him. That's fine. He can't do anything about it. James got people fired and traded. And what can P.J. Tucker do?
Nothing.
That's what I'm saying.
He's going to go win a title.
Good. I feel good for PJ.
I do
Tucker.
Too.
I like PJ. I like Chris Paul. I think they're going to match. I think they'll be meeting up in the NBA Finals.
The two that the city most did not want to see win a title are out. James and Daryl.
Yeah, I mean, probably. I think a lot of people are. Well, so I asked Roosh, is that what you had told him about Roosh? Where I asked that question, I said there's probably three groups of people. A, B, and C. A are the people who actively are still fans of James Harden, and it doesn't matter that he's with the Nets. They want to see. They're James Harden fans, and they are also Rocket fans, but they want to see James win a title. B are people who actively cheer that he doesn't win a title. They don't want him to win a title. And then C are people that are, maybe they were hardcore Harden fans at one point, and they kind of fell off and they don't really, they don't have an opinion one way or another. Or they were just like, once he's out of here, I don't care. Like, it's the people who truly don't care. Roosh believes that B is actually, and Roosh is probably a better person to, since he has a Rockets podcast and he's more inside the fan base. He's probably somebody who's better equipped to answer this than we are. He thinks B is the smallest group of people. The people who are actively cheering for James not to win. That's the smallest. He said easily that's the smallest subset of fans. He thinks C might. I think that's what he said, Del, right? He thinks C is probably the highest number of fans who they don't really care one way or another. It's either C or A, the top fan.
Well, I don't know. I know a lot that just don't want James to ever.
But you're not in the fan. You're not talking to the 20-somethings that he is.
Yeah, right.
The hardcore Rocket fans who go to all those. I just think who live and die Rockets, I think the people who don't want James to win, it probably is the smallest percentage, but I think the percentage has grown.
But even though James came up short all the time here, you think people want James to go on and win?
Yeah, because James also played great basketball. James also...
Yeah, he was great.
That taints it. James also was one of the most devastating scorers in the history of organized basketball. For the entire time he was here. And it's irrefutable when you look at all the numbers. There's a lot of wins that came with it. It's just he came up short in the biggest situations. You know, fact is, you are beloved for your success in postseason play.
Yeah.
Robert Horry is a great example of that. When you step up, that's super, you know, that's a heroic thing. But man, can you imagine being under that pressure and coming through like that? If you come through it, In pressure situations, the Kirk Gibson home run, Carlos Correa, it's going to hurt George Springer, when he leaves. You are beloved. And then you have guys like Bagwan Biggio. People love them, but they weren't as beloved, I don't think, for all that. They love them because they were, for longtime Astros fans, they were as good as it got in terms of career Astros who, you know, played at a certain level. But they never had that. You didn't like, I don't know. For me, and I grew up an Astros fan my whole life, they were not beloved with me. I really liked Craig Biggio, but Springer,
and Correa, these guys who've come through, and Altuve, guys who've come through in clutch situations and won a ring, that's different. It's the same thing with Rockets. Like, once you do things like Robert Horry to win a ring, Robert Horry was just a guy with the Rockets, and he was just a guy with every other team in the league, except when it came to the playoffs. And all of a sudden, he just would make monster shots, and people love guys like that.
Yeah, no, that's true. 843.
But James didn't do that. People have, you know, but we forget the other 82 were pretty spectacular.
Yeah, though. They were great, but I don't know. Everybody that – you're right. I don't know the 22-year-olds that are – no, well, I do know. My son, he's like, I don't want James to win a title. I don't care. No, I don't. He hated the way James played, though, anyway. 844 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776, the number to hang with us here. Right now, though, what about a patio, Lance?
Texas Custom Patio. I'm meeting this week. We're going to get my kitchen started outside. It was something I wish I would have had installed the first go-round, but that's okay. Having that kitchen, I already know what I want. I want that refrigerator out there. I want the cooktop where I can do bacon and hamburgers on that. The quesadillas, the cheese steaks. Yeah, I've already got in my mind what I'm looking for. And Stephen Schell and his group at Texas Custom Patios, the great thing is you come in with your concepts, they'll come in with theirs, they come in with the design. And I already have questions about, well, how are we going to make this work in this spot? And Stephen already sees it. He goes, oh, no, this will work perfectly. And he already knows what he wants to do. Well, if that's the case, if he already knows, I saw the first time around when he looked at my space and said, oh, this is perfect. And I didn't see it, but he saw it. And this is why Texas Custom Patios is so amazing. Yes, they do great work. Yes, they're top of the line. Like, you're not going to get a better designed and better built patio or outdoor living space or outdoor kitchen. But the way that they see your space and what they can envision doing for you, that comes with the experience of doing thousands of projects. And so they've seen every type of space. They've seen every type of build on that they need to do. And that's why it's seamless with them. They're always, you know, what their budget is, what they tell you it's going to cost, that's what it costs. Never over. The time frame, they stay on their time frame, and then the workmanship is going to add dollar for dollar value on your home, not just in terms of enjoyment, but when it's time to sell your home. TexasCustomPatios.com. TexasCustomPatios.com. You always hit me up on Twitter and say, who's that patio place again? It's TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
Houston is all systems go.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So far in the season, that ball is driven deep to left field. Carlos Correa, and Dad throws the first pitch on Father's Day, and Correa, his home run number 14 on the season.
His home run. You can see that circle change drip. You can also see the circle change hang and get blasted.
All right. Well, the Astros with the sweep of the White Sox. White Sox came in with the best record in the American League. They leave, not so much. Not so much now with their fourth straight loss here. There's a guy, a Chicago guy, Chi-Town BM6, Brendan. He puts his thoughts out there. Again, at first I thought maybe the White Sox pitchers didn't have it this series, but their pitches were moving great, even noticed by Jason and Gordon every game about how good their stuff is. Yet the Astros seem to be on every pitch against every pitcher in the first inning in every game. It's not a coincidence anymore. And then the Sox starters seem shaken up because they don't understand how their normal nasty stuff is translating to getting rocked. And they have to change sequences and adjust and settle back in. Same pattern happens in every game, no matter how nasty the pitches are. The Astros are all over it. I think the Astros may be cheating again.
Is that what you think?
No, this is what this guy thinks. I beg you all to hear me out and look into this and share your thoughts. I already know this will be rife for tons of bleep talk and insults, so bring it on, I guess. Just want to share my thoughts after four straight games of very fishy behavior.
What was fishy?
The fishy is that the Astros hit the ball.
That's the fishy behavior?
That's, yeah, because the White Sox pitchers hitting? Have nasty, nasty, nasty stuff that can't be hit. Has Lance Lynn been hit this year? No. Was he hit here? Yes. Cheating.
I mean, I will admit that if you wanted to go deeper, since we're doing conspiracy theories, you know, when Toro is raking you all over the yard, that's unexpected.
It is unexpected.
When Robel Garcia is like,
boom.
Oh, please throw one up here again. Watch me rake it against the, you know, watch me hit the bottom of the fence with bases loaded. And like, yeah, it's not something we usually see.
Listen, in today's game, if you hit as a, if you're number one in average RBIs,
you can't sweep
scored,
my team. Are you cheating?
OPS, oh, yeah. You must be cheating.
No, no, no. They don't say it with anyone else.
Huh?
It's not in today's game. Literally, if you're the Astros.
Well, you can't hit in today's game, apparently. So if you are a hitting team, you must be cheating.
Only the Astros.
Get yeah, it. Only the Astros. Only the Astros are cheating. No, we're sure about this. That
who said that? Who is this person?
I don't know. Some
just
guy.
Some guy?
Just some guy.
Just bleep that guy.
No, what do you mean?
Who cares?
Listen, our Astros are heading to, I'm telling you, they're heading to Baltimore now. Six of their next 10 games are against Baltimore, and the other four are against Detroit. I don't like this stretch. They went on a stretch in which they played the Dodgers, followed by the Padres, followed by the Red Sox, by Toronto, then Boston, Minnesota, Texas, Chicago. I'd much rather have that against all those really, against the best teams in baseball. Those are the best teams in baseball, period. Well, the Giants aren't in there. The Giants aren't in there. The Giants will be coming up, though. But I'd much rather have that than Baltimore and Detroit right now. For whatever reason, the Astros just are play to their competition.
I mean, I'm going to just go ahead and say I'd rather have the Orioles on paper. They don't do well against teams with... Do you know the Astros' record is 35 and 19 against teams 500 or better. They have played 54 games.
35 and 19, is that the best winning percentage in baseball?
Yes.
Yes.
And the Mets, for example, who are league leaders. I mean, the not league leaders, but the division leaders.
And they got a four-game lead in their division.
Yeah, they're 9-14. They've played 23 games while the Astros have played 54.
Yeah, their division sucks, though. That's why.
Well, that's one of
they're
the
only
yeah.
team in the division with a winning
but
record.
But 9-14, and they have a losing record. Yeah, the Astros have played a ton of games, and they won a ton of games.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's what I would rather see. Do you know that Carson Wentz is trending right now on Twitter? What do you think that was for? I'll tell you the answer. Why do you think Carson Wentz is trending?
Carson Wentz is trending.
Quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts right now.
Is he hurt?
Del, can you guess?
Did he get hurt?
Carson Wentz is trending because of where he used to play.
Because of Ben Simmons?
He's trending because of Ben Simmons.
I ain't like that dirty ass, trash ass.
Here's something from Smitty Barstool. Says, Carson Wentz and Ben Simmons. Name another city who has two maximally paid figureheads become so mentally toxic they are essentially forced to leave town within months. We don't deserve this. Or maybe we do. I don't even know anymore. Only four sports teams have had four number one overall picks since 2015. We ended up with Carson Wentz, Ben Simmons, Markelle Fultz, and Mickey Moniak, who I don't even know who that is. Is he a baseball player? Is he a hockey player? I don't know. Apparently isn't good. But now Carson Wentz and Ben Simmons are now being... tied because Carson Wentz mentally just fell apart last year.
Yep. So, yeah, he did.
Well, guys, I have some audio regarding not Wentz, but the Philadelphia sports landscape. I would like you to guess who this player is, ex-player who has thoughts on Doc Rivers, former Rocket, former Clipper. Just try to figure out who this is.
Hey, man. I finally get why your wife almost left you, man. You don't know how to make in-game adjustments. You don't know how to make in-game adjustments. Everybody figure your ass out, man. You don't know how to make in-game adjustments, man. And don't nobody really like your cap ass.
Yeah. Oh, that's got to be Montrez.
Former Rocket, former Clipper, played under Doc Rivers. Who is that?
Oh, it wouldn't be Montrez then.
Well, he's both of those, but that's one guess.
Montrez is my guess. Did Montrez? Yeah, Montrez played under Doc.
Yes, he did.
Josh Smith.
It is Josh Smith.
Thank you.
That's Josh Smith.
He said other things far more with curse words I couldn't play.
Cap ass means basically he's calling him fake.
Yeah, but he said some other things I can't play. But that was Josh Smith after the game taking his shots and burying Doc Rivers.
Wow. Wait, so why your wife almost left you, he said?
Because you don't make in-game adjustments.
Wives are really into in-game adjustments, I guess.
Well, in-game?
What does he mean by, does he mean like just adapting to different aspects of the marriage? Or
he wanted to just say that Doc's wife
game.
Almost left
or
him.
In the game.
I think he just wanted a chance to just say that.
I'm sure he
That's
did.
All I think yeah. that is.
Josh Smith weighing in. That champion.
Hurts. That hurts when you have that bricklayer, that mason coming at you.
Well, Josh Smith ended the Clippers' best chance at Josh a title. At least, he helped do that.
Yeah, Josh Smith is the one who put Chris Paul and Doc Rivers and Blake Griffin all on notice for being choke artists. That's when people started really saying, huh, this is curious to lose game six like that. By the way, that was a game where James was...
Not an end in the fourth quarter and led to, you know, MIA. Someone's firing, Kevin McHale.
Father JT hating on James getting a ring. That's not nice. I don't think he should receive communion. He's not Father JT, okay? He's not hating on James, just doesn't want to see him win a title. That's all. Didn't like the way he played. That's it. That's all. I didn't like the way he played either. I'm happy. It was a little harder to watch this year without James. I will give you that one. It was hard to watch with James. It was a lot harder to watch without him.
As hard to watch wins. Like, all right, what seed are we going to be in the playoffs? That was never a question. Now it's like, oh, yeah, it's tomorrow.
Holy crap.
Tomorrow is the big Hakeem Olajuwon tries to pull it in at the draft lottery. God, please let.
Ooh.
Do you want it to be number one or number two? What envelope do you want to see? The Rockets number one or Rockets number two?
Number one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they'll probably draft Cade Cunningham?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I almost wonder if number two might be better. Your choice of everyone but Cade Cunningham. You've already biased me against Cade Cunningham.
I'm not a big fan, but he's probably going to be the best pro. He's probably going to be the best pro. I didn't see the best guy on the court a lot of times when he was playing, but I think he'll probably be a pretty good damn good pro. Take the best player. And you know what? If you think it's somebody else, then go get it. If you think it's the G League guys, one of the G League guys, go get him. If that's what you think.
Yeah.
Now you'll catch it if Cade Cunningham is awesome.
Or if you get the number one pick and there's a team who
flip flop.
You can always trade.
I wouldn't mind flip flopping. Yeah. If you like three guys in a draft, you should actively try to trade.
Yep. If Cade Cunningham is, and he is, he's clipped up by far the number one. Hey, how have the Texans become the Rockets? We will tell you when we come back here on ESPN 97.5.
Seems obvious.
Well, no.
Yeah,
wait a minute. They've taken it a step further.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, is it a joke?
All the losing? Is that what we're
talking
about?
No, that's not.
About?
No, it's even
potential
more.
Potential first pick of the draft?
It's even more than that.
Oh, okay.
When we come back right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, I want to talk right now about my peeps over at Chastang Ford. I can't tell you how happy I am. I was just thinking about it. I've got another year or so to go on my lease from Chastang Ford, and I can't wait for the process because I'm not sure what I'm going to get next time, but I can tell you this. The first thing that they're going to say is, okay, where are the payments going to be? And I'm going to go, okay, I need a better car. I want a wonderful car, and I want it at the same payments that I've got this one at. And they're going to work the deal as hard as they possibly can to make sure that I get where I need to be. And they're going to do that as well with you. And actually, you probably ordered mine beforehand. You can, if you order your vehicle, and then you want to wait, and you can wait a couple of months for it, you get exactly what you want. You get exactly the car, the Ford car or truck that you want, as opposed to the packages that they have. You might not want the sunroof. You might not want the tinted. You might not want the bed liner, whatever it is that you don't want. You might not want some of those things. So you get to pick the car exactly as you want it if you have time to order and wait for it. And that's what's happening every single day at Chastain Ford. They say that's the best way to get it. Get exactly what you want. But here's the deal. I'm going to tell you this. You're going to get the best in service. You're going to get the best, the nicest people, and you're going to get the best deal they can possibly give you from Ford because it's what they do every single day. You're looking for that Ford car or truck. The number one commercial dealership is also going to be the number one retail dealership in the city soon. It's all at Chastain Ford on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. Or you can do it all online at ChastainFord.com.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year, and we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.